You're listening to EPN, the e-podcast network.
This is Enterprise Radio and your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, your EPN channel for exclusive interviews with authors, entrepreneurs, small business owners, and top executives who have experienced great success, as well as the sharing of their latest creations, products, and or services that can help you build your business, leading to business success. Today, we have Barbara Summers with us, author of the hit book, Next, A Matchmaker's Guide to Finding Mr. Right, Ditching Mr. Wrong, and everything in between. The book offers a wealth of advice designed to help a woman at any stage of a relationship. Next guides women through the cycle of love, providing a roadmap for what to expect and do from dating all the way through divorce and back again to dating. Using humor, compassion, and straight-up advice, Next will have women of all ages laughing at themselves while learning how to handle relationship challenges with confidence. Barbara, certainly a privilege to have you with us today on Enterprise Radio.
Well, it's exciting to be here. I'm really happy to be able to share my knowledge and the excitement of Next being out on Amazon right now.
Well, it certainly is exciting, and it is a no-brainer, of course, that relationships affect our business success in one way or another. Now, what are some easy steps you advise women for meeting and dating a new man?
You know, it's interesting because that's the concept of the book, is to take a woman maybe who hasn't been out there, she hasn't been dating, she's been thinking about getting out and what to do, and there's all different kinds of ideas and ways to just, you know, get yourself ready to meet Mr. Right, obviously not Mr. Wrong, but, you know, I always say make sure your circle of friends, everybody knows that you're ready to meet someone. You tell everyone you know in your circle of friends, you join new things, you get yourself out there. If you've been thinking about a new haircut that you wanted to do, or a new outfit, or a new way to wear your clothes, or maybe you haven't worn high heels in a while and you're thinking, I need to get my sexy on, I think women, once they get that feeling that they're going to really meet someone and they know they're looking for love, it will find them. As long as they keep their hearts open, it's there.
And how can a woman who has children begin to date again after divorce?
You know, it's really important to, I actually have, in the book, obviously, like you said, it takes you through all the different stages. And a woman who has children, sometimes they think that's a lot of work, and it's you know, and I don't allow my readers to think that that is baggage. I don't believe that's baggage. I believe that when you have children, you brought life into the world and you took a risk and you made some unique individuals that you are really proud of to share in your next love interest. So, you know, if you sit down with your children and you let them know that, you know, mom's looking for love and we may be, you know, I might find Mr. Right, or she might be introducing them down the road, if she does fall in love, to a new person that's going to make their whole world a lot happier, I think it's good for the children to know that. And then for her also to, you know, keep her eyes and ears open as far as maybe another single, maybe might be a single guy who has children. You know, sometimes that's the best situation where the guy has children, he's looking for a woman to share his children with that understands what it's like to be a single parent. Or maybe it's the guy that, you know, never had any children. He was married before. His wife didn't want to have children, and he's always wanted an instant family. You know, there's a great match for everyone. I think that if you just keep your heart open, you will find what you're looking for. And you just have to, in the book, you know, we have a little area in the back where you do some exercises, and you keep really true to your heart what you're looking for. You have a list that you go by. You have things that are important to you, things that are deal breakers. And I have a reader actually interact in the book so they stay on purpose. So besides being funny and entertaining, I also have them do a little bit of, you know, mind checking in with themselves to see what it is that they're really looking for.
How can one evaluate if this new relationship is actually working?
You know, that is a good question, because I have that, as you said, in the book, I have a lot of questions you want to ask yourself. And a lot of it depends on, my personal thing is that in women, besides the fact the guy's charming and maybe he's great in bed or maybe that's all good and that, but then there's the big list. There's, do I feel good about myself? Is he financially strong? Do we have the same lifestyle interest? Does he make me feel good at the end of the day? Do I feel cherished in this relationship? A lot of great questions women need to ask themselves when they are, in fact, dating, and not avoid some of these things that could be red flags that they say, oh, well, you know, he has me pay for the, pay for dinner every night, or, oh, well, he showed up, drinking too much a couple nights in a row. Maybe he doesn't have a drinking problem. Sometimes we want love so badly that we overlook things that could be things that would not be a positive in the long picture of things. You know, I always say that you have to, and if they are doable, then you need to work on making things right, making things that are comfortable for you in a relationship. It shouldn't be a lot of work. People should come together, and it should be an easy transformation. I truly believe that.
And I like how you said that. It certainly should not be a lot of work. Today we're joined by Barbara Summers, author of the hit book, Next, A Matchmaker's Guide to Finding Mr. Right, Ditching Mr. Wrong, and Everything in Between, here on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Barbara, most importantly, how can women recognize any red flags that the relationship is not working, and how to move on if the signs point to end the relationship?
Well, first of all, you're going to get that feeling, an uncomfortable feeling. You know, we always say women, we kind of speak with our guts. Our guts tell us what's going on. If there's any situation that is making you feel uncomfortable, you don't feel like it's right, you address the issue. And, there's a certain length of time you can allow things to happen. But if there's nothing that's going to change, it's time to, like I say, ditch Mr. Wrong and look for Mr. Right and take action, because there are a lot of someones out there, and women do not need, that's the whole theme of the book, they do not need to feel stuck. They need to take action. They don't need to be in a situation that's not working for them. And there's a lot of different situations that could be wrong for them. So to identify with that is the most important thing, and to take action, and to know that there is another fit, a better love connection for you if you just move on, because that is the truth. I mean, women have got to know that, and I'm really out to help them with their self-esteem, help them learn how to get out of relationships if they are, in fact, a negative for them, and power up with what they need to do to get themselves on the road again to a better relationship fit.
Lastly, how can a woman recover from a breakup and find love again?
Well, obviously you're going to be sad for a while. I'm not here to say that you're not going to be hurt. You're not going to feel like you want to just hide from the world, that you want to just, you feel like you might feel like you're defeated. But the truth of the matter is, when you break up with someone, you're actually, if you look at it a positive, you released each other to something better, because obviously the relationship wasn't working, it was stagnant, and you have to look at that as, okay, it's a positive thing. Maybe I've been stuck in the way I've been, or maybe I need to revamp my thinking, I need to join some new places, I need to, do some different things, but you need to get back on the horse and ride again. It's time to get yourself out there. And I like the fact that women, they take this downtime, but they can turn it around and say, great, I'm ready. I knew what happened in this last relationship. I know what I don't want, and I'm on a mission to find what I do want. So the best thing to do is obviously learn from what didn't go right and look for what you're looking for to make it a positive move forward. That's for sure. Always.
Certainly do appreciate your expertise and help in these regards. Tell our listeners where they can find you online, get more information, and where your book is available for purchase. I know that you had mentioned Amazon as an option.
Yes, I will have a really nice website called BarbaraMatchmaker.com, all one word, BarbaraMatchmaker.com, where you can interact with me, ask me questions. I do relationship coaching and all kinds of different things. And the book was released February 10th. It is on Amazon.com. NEXT by, it's A Matchmaker's Guide to Finding Mr. Right, Ditching Mr. Wrong by Barbara Summers, Summers. So I look forward to hearing from my listeners, and they'll enjoy the book. Okay? That'd be great.
Well, thank you so much, Barbara. Thanks for taking the time to be with us here today on Enterprise Radio, and thanks for the expertise.
Thank you so much. Enjoy your day.
We've been speaking with Barbara Summers, author of the hit book, Next, A Matchmaker's Guide to Finding Mr. Right, Ditching Mr. Wrong, and Everything in Between. And the website, once again, is BarbaraMatchmaker.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Pick up our iPhone or Android mobile app for your mobile listening convenience. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio here on EPN. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit epodcastnetwork.com. This is the ePodcast Network.